Forests. State Department for Energy Principal Secretary Alex Wachira has reiterated the importance of environmental conservation as a mitigation measure for climate change whose effects have caused disasters in the recent past. Planting trees is the only medicine to mitigate the effects brought about by climate change. 7 months ago we had a serious drought and now we have floods. These are the effects of climate change, said the PS during this year's tree growing exercise in Narasha Forest in Eldama Ravine, Baringo County. He said the president has a big vision for the country, which he showed when he came up with the 15 billion trees target to mitigate the effects of climate change, yet many criticized his plan without realizing how important it is to plant trees. Members of the public participate in this year's tree growing exercise at Narasha Forest in Eldama Ravine, Baringo County. 5,000 tree seedlings were planted. The PS also said planting trees will reduce importation of timber, while the good climate caused by forest will lead to good food harvests and reduce importation of basic items and in turn strengthen the foreign exchange reserves. Wachira promised to work with community forest associations since they are an integral part in planting and taking care of the trees. The PS stated that the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum has a target of planting 5 million tree seedlings per year in Kericho and Baringo counties and that this will only be realized with all the partners working together. He called on the CFAs and other stakeholders to help the ministry realize the target, which translates to about 462,000 tree seedlings per month. The PS also stated that to meet the target, his department has donated 25,000 tree seedlings to be distributed to the residents of the area so that they can plant in their homes. On electricity, the PS divulged that the government targets to increase electricity connections from the current 78% to 95% before the year 2027. Baringo County Deputy Governor Felix Kipingok urged the residents to continue planting trees even in their homes. "We can also plant fruit trees like macadamia, coffee and avocado, which will give economic benefit." The Principal Secretary, State Department for Energy Alex Wachira, carries tree seedlings to be planted during the National Tree Growing Exercise at Narasha Forest in Eldama Ravine, Baringo County. Area MP Musa Serma noted that the climate change was a serious issue as proven by recent floods, which has caused havoc in the country. "We want to take care of our forests so that this climate change may not affect us," said the MP. He urged the residents to support the president in his vision, saying many people may not understand the vision the president has for the country but will realize when it happens. Serma lauded the efforts of community forest associations and the officers from Kenya Forest Service for planting of trees, saying with officers who are committed to their work, the forests will be restored to their lost glory. The MP urged the PS and other agencies to adapt nurseries in the targeted forests and also support the local communities by buying seedlings from their tree nurseries because they have the seedlings that will do well in the environment. The MP also requested the PS to consider his constituency in last mile electricity connectivity, as many homes from Wachon to Molo River don't have electricity. Several state agencies participated in the exercise, with State Department for Energy donating 50,000 tree seedlings, Kenya Pipeline led by their MD Joe Sang donated 20,000, Kenya Power led by its board members and MD donated 10,000 seedlings and adopted a tree conservancy in the forest. The Baringo Forest Conservator Anne Nyauke said they have reduced the backlog of bare forest land, which stood at 700 hectares last year when the program was launched by the Energy CS Davis Churcher, to current 300 hectares. She said they have received 120,000 tree seedlings from partners for this year's tree growing exercise.